arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him. And he says in reply from within, "Do not bother me, the door is locked. And my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything." I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Gospel of the Lord. Upon reading this gospel, my mind went to a situation about a week and a half ago. I discovered that one of our parishioners, a woman about 80 years old, that she had found out her son had been murdered. And I remember when I knew I had to call her, and I thought, man, what is this going to be like? And I start to pray to the Holy Spirit, please give me the words. You know, is there going to be anger or tears or regret? And this woman picked up the phone, and I said, you know, I'm calling, I just learned about your son. And the very first word she said, "Father, God is so good." And I was amazed. How could she say that? And she said, "I don't think he could have taken my son at a better time." She said, "Father, my son had been estranged from us for 5 years, and he was not on the right path." She said, "Father, I don't know if you remember this. About a year ago, I came to you for confession, and at the end of the confession, you gave me a penance that I didn't think I deserved." She said, "You asked me to do a novena." And it's interesting, I've no recollection of the actual confession, but I remember giving it to her. And I remember telling her, saying, "This isn't because of your sins, you know, they don't have the severity to deserve this. But it's a really special prayer that I just found." She said, "Father, I didn't say the prayer. I didn't do my penance for 6 months." And then all of a sudden I heard that my son, who was already on the wrong path, had terribly fallen. And I recalled that I was supposed to do that novena. And she said, "So I thought I would offer it for my son. Father, I prayed so many times for him, but it was placed on my heart to do so again. Father, on the ninth day of that novena, my son came home. He not only came home to me, he came home to God. These last 6 months, he returned to Mass and he went back to confession. My family was healed. He and his siblings were reconciled with relationships that they thought would never be fixed. When I met with the family to prepare for the funeral, each of the siblings said, 'Father, I saw the light of Christ in him. I saw a joy that had been absent from his life for years. We finally had the conversation that we had needed to have for a very long time.'" I said to this woman, "It's just, I wonder, when did he come home?" And without thinking about it, it had never dawned on her. She said, "Father, he came back on the Friday before Easter." And I go, "Do you realize that's Good Friday? The day that we celebrate our Lord dying for the sins of the world. The day that he died for the reconciliation of all division." She said, "Father, after he came home, it was like an ongoing Easter." I thought of her because the friend came to his friend at midnight. It was not midnight for the individual. It was midnight for the one on the journey. The lowest point, the darkest time. And why does he go to this person? Because he knows that person will be the one that will be able to get the help. The early father says the friend to whom he goes is our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to befriend us and who is the only one who can truly give us the bread that we need to continue on the journey on the right path, to get us back on the path that we need to be on. And the early fathers say, you know, if we are someone who really loves God, we will be that friend. And we will know that we can't give those around us what they need, but we will be the ones to be able to go to God on their behalf, that He will grant them what they need. But he says it sometimes requires persistence. For this woman, I don't know how many years, how many decades she prayed for her son. She said, Father, he was the one that I always worried I would never get back on the right track. My brothers and sisters, no matter what, no matter how hopeless or helpless situations seem, may we never give up on petitioning God for the sake of others, especially those who are in their darkest hour. He will not fail.